The U.S. Council of Catholic Bishops has issued a report on how the church might deal with the continuing sexual abuse scandal. The document contains a series of recommendations on ways the bishops hope to prevent further abuse, and it gives a glimpse of what they will discuss and debate next week at their conference in Dallas. NPR religion correspondent Duncan Moon reports.
The report by the bishops' ad hoc committee on sexual abuse has been eagerly awaited. It's seen as a blueprint of the policies and procedures the bishops are likely to adopt in Dallas. A scan of the document finds no mention of zero tolerance, a proposed policy that has become the battleground in the debate over how best to combat sexual abuse in the church. But Archbishop Harry Flynn of Minneapolis-St. Paul, who chaired the committee, said no one should have any doubts as to whether abuse by priests will be tolerated.
Every priest should be trustworthy. And the policy itself calls for one act of sexual abuse that priest is out of the priesthood, recalling the words of our Holy Father John Paul II when he said, "There is no place in the priesthood for anyone who would sexually abuse the young."
But there is a caveat. The recommendations do leave open the possibility that those who committed a single act of abuse in the past might be allowed to remain in active ministry. When asked to reconcile the perceived discrepancy in the report, Archbishop Flynn says the issue is not yet decided.
We are reconciling it as a matter of discussion and debate because in our consultation, which we took throughout the country among lay people and the church leaders, lay and cleric, this came to the fore that they wanted some discussion on it.
The document did propose reporting any accusation of sexual abuse of a minor by a priest to civil authorities and cooperating in the investigation, an issue child abuse advocates say is essential. Some in child abuse prevention say they are pleased by the report, that it says all the right things, but Sidney Johnson, the president and CEO of Child Abuse America, says the words will have to be followed by action.
Accountability is the final answer, and in 1993, the Catholic Church made some similar recommendations, but the church leaders, as they look at the landscape now, say that they were never really fully implemented. And so the question is the final outcome, not just the recommendations and the intent.
Victims groups like SNAP, the survivors network of those abused by priests, say the report makes little progress. SNAP President Barbara Blaine says it is deeply flawed.
First of all, there is no system of accountability. There is nowhere where the document is really addressing the systemic problems of why priests molest children and then why the bishops and their church leaders try to cover it up and deny it and keep leaving these priests in ministry.
Archbishop Flynn says the report should not be seen as final. It's what he called a living, moving document. He says the debate has only just begun and that amendments and changes are inevitable. The real test will come next week in Dallas when the final document is written and approved by all the bishops. Duncan Moon, NPR News, Washington.